Name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When we read apocalyptic revelation, such as we find in the book of Prophet Daniel or in the book of Revelation, we tend to focus in on the wrong things. We focus in on the scary stuff. We focus in on the enemy. So, for example, in Revelation, we focus in on the four horsemen of the apocalypse, or the beast 666. In the prophecy that we heard as our first reading, we focus in on the beast and the little horn that talks. You know, that's quite the image, isn't it? Instead, what we should be focusing in on is the ultimate victory. And the victory is the one which is won by God. And so, for example, in Daniel, we hear of the Ancient One who took up his throne. We hear a description of God and the court that was convened before him, and punishment being directed against the forces of evil, so that the forces of evil are cast out and destroyed. In Revelation, we should see the wedding feast of the Lamb and the triumph of the Lamb over the forces of evil. Because we know that, you know, while evil is real, and that the devil is out there prowling for the destruction of our souls, that the devil has already been defeated. He has been defeated by the cross and resurrection of the Lord. We know that if we stay close to God, if we stay in a state of grace, we don't need to fear the devil. And we know that when the Lord returns in glory at the end of time, something which we devoutly hope for, something that we pray for, and we pray for the end of the world, we know that when the Lord returns, the devil and his angels will be permanently cast out into the lake of fire. We know that all of those things will take place. And the only question that remains is, whose side will we end up on? Will we live and die in friendship with God and end up among the innumerable crowd before the throne of the Lamb, giving praise to God? Or will we be part of the goats and be cast out into the lake of fire? And that's not something that we need to worry about being in someone else's hands, because it isn't. It's our decision. You get to decide where you go. If you want to, you can go to heaven. If you don't want to, if you think other things are more important, you can go to hell. But it's up to you. So it's not something that we need to worry about. It's something that we need to focus upon. We need to focus upon where we truly desire to be, heaven itself. And we need to follow our Lord here on earth and in the world to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.